All right, guys. Happy Monday. Hopefully it is happy for you. We're into the month of December now. Unbelievable. Last month of the year. Incredible how fast the time goes by. Anyway, we got a pretty cool guest lined up today. Joey Lucas is his name. My buddies on Pal Talk will recognize him as So Gone. He's a musical artist, not quite so well known yet, but I think he will be soon. He's got some really good stuff. He's along the same line as Immortal Technique. Some of you might be familiar with him. He's got his own record company now. And I'm going to be getting him on in January. He's got a new album coming out, so he wanted to book his appearance on the show here in January just before the album comes out so that he can kind of give a boost to it. But it's along the same line. He's a rapper, and his music, of course, is based around exposing government corruption. And I wanted to play some of his songs on the air, but I guess every one of them has at least one not-so-nice word. So it wouldn't meet the G rating of the show, so we can't do that. But you can certainly Google him. He'll share with you how you can get his music if you're interested. It's just neat because he's reaching an audience, you know, of young people that might not otherwise be reachable, in spite of the not-so-nice words on occasion. But, you know, it's good stuff. It's helping to wake people up. And so we'll be bringing him up on after the break. We already got a caller. Look at that. Setting new records here. We got Gil on the line from, where is Gil from? I forget now. From Texas. There we go. Gil, welcome to the show. Hey.
Good morning.
You taking music lessons or cranking some tunes?
Well, I think I've heard some of his stuff on a competitor's Patriot talk show. Can I say his name?
Yeah.
Alex Jones. I think I heard some of his stuff off of Alex Jones.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
The problem there is the message may get out, but that mentality... The problem with the Patriot movement and the conservative movement trying to reach people that are, shall we say, below the poverty line, is that you would have to fight against the system that's keeping them oppressed.
Yeah, well, it's got a lot to do with it.
To not take government handouts, food stamps, and all that rides totally against the subculture, the ghetto. I'm a man of color, by the way. Goes completely against with what we call out in the hood, if you will, getting ahead, trying to get ahead. And to get ahead in the subculture of public housing means that you have to get out there and grind, which means hustle, which means to do all you can to try to get yourself a home and out of the project. You follow what I'm saying? Does that make any sense to you?
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of rap songs across the board are geared in that direction. Unfortunately, some of them seem to be inciting violence, which, of course...
Absolutely, and they make it seem like... But that's not why I called. I called because one of the major networks is doing a quote-unquote interview with all the candidates, the Cuban Broadcasting System. And I didn't see Ron Paul's face at all.
Oh, of course not. That's the whole purpose. Yeah, and you won't either. Anyway, Gil, did you want to hold on, or
yeah,
was that it?
I can hang on a little second. I'm not off the door just yet.
Okay, man. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Hope I don't sound too out of breath there. Oof, just ran back from the bathroom. That coffee went right through me. All of a sudden, it just hit me. Anyway, let me just go over a quick important announcement here, guys. If you've been wanting solar power in your home, and who doesn't want alternative sources of heat and energy these days, with the outrageous costs of everything being what they are. Finally, there's an affordable solution to the problem, solar energy. So take back your power, produce your own energy, and keep the savings. There's no rate increase, no equipment to purchase, no installation costs. No maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries. All you got to do is visit www.join-the-solution.com. Jointhesolution.com. Just put a hyphen in between each word. Or you can call toll-free 866-276-3975. Again, that's toll-free, 866-276-3975. It only makes sense, guys. You know, beat the system and start tapping into energy that is freely available to everybody right up in the sky. Stop letting these big corporations exploit you and take you for a ride. There's no need of it. There's plenty of not only cheaper, but safer sources of energy out there, so give them a call. All right, we still got Gil on the line. We'll finish up with him, and then we're going to go to our guest. So, yeah, Gil, you wanted to say something else, sir? Hello, Gil.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah. Did you have one more quick point?
A couple of quick points. The gentleman that's coming on that does the politically
incorrect... Well, he's actually with us now. Did you want to pose a question to him? Or?
Yeah, I want to see how he, what's his take on Dom Imus being back on the radio.
Joey Lucas, are you there?
Oh.
Yo, Joe. Hey. How's it going, man?
How you been?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, Don Imus was always a douchebag, to be honest with you. It really doesn't even matter, to be honest with you. I think it's a distraction, but, you know, who listens to him anyway? I think that the people that supposedly he offended, they don't listen to him anyway.
Hey,
so, you know.
Let me get in on this. Y'all still there?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
Well, I don't agree with maybe what he had to say about our sisters, but I'll defend his right to say it, bro. And I mean, if you're saying
Definitely.
That you're for what's politically incorrect, you have to be a patriot and fight for freedom of speech. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I agree. I think that what he said, I mean, I don't agree with him, you know, but he could say whatever he wants. You know, the president goes on TV and lies every day. You know, and say, you know,
yeah, let him
why
suffer
some of the people who call. I'm sorry, again.
And let him suffer the consequences for whatever he has to say, but we must defend his right to say it. Otherwise, we're being censored.
I agree.
This is a real way out of the way question. I don't know how he's going to respond to this. What is he?
Well, you know, as much as I hate to say it, even though I can't stand Mr. O'Reilly, for example, or Hannity, or any of those other losers, you know, we have to defend their freedom of speech, or else ours is going to go out the window. You know, as much as we would like to shut him up. You know, they have every right to view there.
You know, somebody else, you know, they're going to censor you, definitely.
Yeah.
What does he make of Vladimir Putin?
Oh, jeez.
Ex-KGB, you know. What can you really say about him? I mean, he's a criminal. He's a criminal just like any of these other guys that are in high places. I don't know too much about him to I know. I just know that he's ex-KGB, and I know that he smiles on TV for you. Meanwhile, he's blowing up schools and stuff like that. So,
he almost,
you know, he'd make a great Homeland Security advisor, just like Yevgeny Primakov there, the former director of the KGB.
Definitely.
Those are my two questions, and I must admit the brother answered them very succinctly and correctly as far as I'm concerned.
All right, well, thanks for the call there.
Hey, keep fighting the New World Order down in the hood, man.
Hey, you bet.
No
thanks
doubt.
A lot, Gil.
Okay.
All right, folks, let's let me officially welcome our guest. Again, his name is Joey Lucas. He's the author and singer of a whole slew of songs, waking people up to the New World Order, to 9/11 being an inside job, government corruption in general across the board. I met him on Pal Talk. I've made frequent reference to Pal Talk here on the show, paltalk.com. You can actually go there and sign up for free and... we got a room on there called 9/11 was an inside job for the NWO agenda, New World Order agenda. It's been running for, well, under different names, but the same people for years now, going back even before 9/11. Of course, we didn't call it that then, but we've been on Pal Talk, you know, since probably 1998, exposing the New World Order agenda. And that's where we met Joey. Who goes by the name of Sogon, right? That's your handle on Pal Talk?
Yes. My new one's Luca Brasi, though. Luca Brasi the third. Charles.
Yeah.
Charlie, right? I know Kerry. Kerry's a good friend of mine, Philly Net.
I've met him
a couple of times. He actually came over to my house a couple of times. Are you associated with him?
Oh, yeah. Philly. For those of you that don't know, Kerry, or Philly Net, his name is on Pal Talk. He's a good friend of mine. He's the one that... you know, really got me into radio, I guess you could say, more than anybody else.
Okay.
We started on Pal Talk doing broadcasts through a couple different smaller networks.
Right.
And, you know, he was pretty handy with, the technical work in the background. He did all the sound and everything. In fact, one of the first people I interviewed through him was Immortal Technique, who
okay.
I'm sure you know.
Okay.
Have you met him?
Right.
Do you know him at all, or?
I know of him. I've never met him or talked to him, but I do know of him.
Definitely. Oh, okay. Well, he's down in your turf down there in New York somewhere.
I'm in Philly.
Oh, you're in Philly. I thought you were in New York. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I'm
not
Philly,
too far.
Kensington.
Right. Pretty close.
Yeah, it's close. I go to New York, you know what I mean, so, you know. But Kelly's a good guy, though. He's a good guy.
Next time you see him, kick him in the butt for me. Tell him to not be such a stranger. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, me neither. I know he's AWOL right now. He's AWOL. But he actually came and he hooked up my internet and everything. He's like, nah, don't pay me. You know, we're fighting the New World Order. He's a good guy, man. I really appreciate
him.
Yeah, he is. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's really cool. He's really cool.
Definitely.
It was actually him and another buddy of mine who calls in here quite a bit. Well, not too often lately, but he used to call in quite a bit from New York, Tony. Him and then another guy from Florida, all Pal Talk buddies, that actually gave Luke Rutkowski his big start. Luke wasn't even hardly heard of just about, about a year ago. They met him in New York during a 9/11 protest. And this one guy from Florida, I don't even actually know his real name, just his handle. But anyway, his name is Burning Fire. He donated $1,000 to Luke to help him purchase a better quality camera, you know, to take videos when he catches the globalists off guard, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, that put him on the map. Alex Jones, of course, heard about this. You know, he put it up on YouTube, that video, you know, where he approaches people, like he went to Building 7. Did you see that video? And he was talking to the security guard.
I'm definitely aware of the stuff that they're doing. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
but
that was like
one
of the...
one. I don't recall it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was that one and the Brzezinski one that he filmed with this new camera. So, you know, they're the ones...
Right.
PhillyNet was really instrumental in getting this guy started, getting him recognition. So he's one of those unsung heroes in the background. But anyway, tell us a little about yourself. How long have you been doing rap, or particularly rap with the focus of, you know, political messages like 9/11 being an inside job?
Well, as far as that, 9/11, you know, basically when it popped off. But about you know, 7 years, I would say, seriously. Around that time, I was always writing before that. But once that came about, I mean, it was like, yeah, this is some serious stuff. But you know, just trying to put it forth. Like, that's not really my first focus. I'm more focused on research and educating myself, because this music thing it's important. But you can kind of see the state of music right now. It's very, very difficult to get out there and get what you want with a certain message, because they're going to chop you off at the legs anyway.
Of course. Well,
yeah,
you know, maybe you should hook up with a Moral Technique. You know, maybe you guys could work on something together, or at least he can get you signed on with his company. That's why he started his own company, because
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Moral Technique is at the forefront right now as far as the political stuff.
Right.
Definitely.
And for the same reason you just mentioned, he got fed up with the whole mainstream record label thing, because he says it's just a scam. You know, they dictate everything, what you can say, what you can't say, how you say it, how you dress. I mean, you can't be your own person when you're signed on with these guys. They might pay you well, but that's the whole point. It's to keep you in line and control you. So, I mean, you don't have your individuality anymore. You don't have your freedom of speech. You know, he is pretty big. My son actually came up to me the other day. And he's like, "Hey, Dad, have you heard of this rapper guy, Immortal Technique?" So he heard about him from one of his friends. He's like, "Wow, he sounds like you. He's real radical." And
he takes what he wants, Immortal Technique, and he makes a lot of good points in his music. Everything he does is on point. I think he made the point. He went from the State Pen to Penn State, something like that, and he's just at the forefront right now. You can't deny what he's doing. And he's really intelligent too, Immortal Technique. See, there's a couple people out there that are actually making, you know, a little bit of food money off of, you know, this music thing as far as being political with your message. But it's really hard to even talk to people about it, let alone make music. But I do believe that music is the only way to go for the youth, because
I tell you what, Joey, we've got to go to a break, but we'll pick up from there when we get back. Stick with us, folks. Be right back with Joey Lucas.
From the ashes, we can build another day. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hey guys, we're back here on Truth Hurts Radio. I'm your host, Charles Giuliani. We're joined today by Joey Lucas, an up-and-coming musician exposing government corruption and particularly focusing on 9/11 in his music. Yeah, so before the break, Joey, you were sharing kind of your background, how you got into this, and was 9/11 a big eye-opener for you, or were you already aware of government corruption prior to that?
Yes. And it was just real crazy when it actually had went down. I knew something wasn't right automatically. I knew that, you know, government terrorism was you know, with Oklahoma, already knew that. But when it happened, I didn't know all the details and the facts, but it was too clean. You know what I mean? They knew who it was like a week into it. You know, Columbo couldn't have solved it that quick. Definitely was a little bit before that. Always knew that something was wrong, you know, with anybody in authority, whether it was the police or the church or whoever. There's always at the top a lot of corruption. So that was already in my mind. But once 9/11 had happened, it was just, wow. That was the major thing that had me actually put the gas forward and really try to, you know, tell people the truth.
Awesome. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, once you start looking into this, it becomes a question of, you know, not what are they lying to us about, it's what aren't they lying to us about. Every single one of these instances, their fingerprints are all over them, every single time. Like you said, you know, Oklahoma City bombing, the 9/11 attacks, the, you know, Waco, the downing of Flight 800. You see their lying cover-up activities going on always. You know, the FBI is right there on the scene, which there's still some fools who actually believe that their purpose, their function is to investigate criminal activities, when in reality their purpose is to cover up government criminal activities. The only crimes they investigate are, you know, the little guy, to make it look like there's some legitimacy there. And there are honest agents in there that actually do their work and don't know that at the top, at the whole thing, you know, same with the CIA.
Right.
But both agencies at the top level, their function has nothing to do with what the public is led to believe. Their whole purpose is to engage in massive crimes and cover up crimes of big government and big business. And, you know,
look at their records, that's all they do. You know, the CIA was started by Nazis and Knights of Malta. I mean, if you really do, one of the OSS originally. And then the FBI, I mean, come on, J. Edgar Hoover never investigated the mob. Like, clearly, they it was selective who they wanted to get. I mean, these guys tagged Martin Luther King to try to get dirt on Martin Luther King, you know, to try to bring him down. And I'm sure they were instrumental in bringing him down, you know, eventually anyway. But that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with criminals, you know, period. So there could be no good fruit to come from a tree that's already rotten away. You can't, you can say, well, yeah, well, we're changing it now. We're you know, especially now, more recently with the CIA and the FBI, they're trying to change tactics and bring out some of their previous history and all the dirty work they were doing, you know, trying to make it seem like now they're the good guys. Like, come on, you're the same people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, any agency like the FBI, who had its first 40 years of its history run by a guy who actually denied that there was a such thing as the mafia, ought to tell you a little something about what they're really all about. There was no investigation of the mafia all during the tenure of J. Edgar Hoover. He actually said they didn't exist. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
So, you know, can you ever put any confidence in an institution like that that's supposed to be dedicated to fighting crime and bringing criminals to justice, when the biggest crime network, at least back then, the biggest crime network today, of course, is the government, but the biggest crime network, you know, during J. Edgar Hoover's tenure was, in fact, the mafia. And he denied they existed.
Everybody knew they existed, but with this guy coming
out. Well, yeah, yeah.
Saying, no, there's no, yeah, you know he was involved, you know what I mean?
Right.
They're not going to cut off those tentacles. Definitely not. And you know, they probably had a lot of dirt on him, too. Cross-dresser Hoover had a lot of dirt on him as well. So
yeah,
whether
right.
he was scared or whether he was playing with them, I mean, that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with criminals. I mean, at the highest point.
Right,
you know, when they
said
in Godfather, he says in, I think, part three, the higher he gets, the more corrupt it is. You know, he's trying to take his Corleone was trying to get his business legitimate, but he realized the higher he went, the more corrupt he realized it was, the bigger the criminals. And that's true. That's exactly right.
Well, you know, you go back to COINTELPRO. A lot of people aren't even aware to this day of what that is, but it was a program, you know, launched jointly between the CIA and the FBI, where they were spying illegally, particularly illegal for the CIA, because their own charter denies them the ability to engage in activities here on American soil. You know, it's supposed to be a foreign intelligence agency. And yet, there they were, jointly working together, infiltrating what were, for the most part, legitimate protest groups against the Vietnam War, for example, civil rights groups. I mean, these were groups that were engaged in activities that were designed to advance the interests of the general public. Nobody wanted that war to continue. Only the criminal thugs at the highest levels of government wanted that garbage, you know. The civil rights movement, what's criminal about that? They were spying on Martin Luther King Jr., for crying out loud, and tapped his phone and were opening his mail, to all illegal, you know.
Right.
And yet, Ashcroft told us
right,
they have
exactly.
an unbroken record of protecting American people's rights. Yeah, right. Anyway, we got a break. We also got a caller waiting on the line. We'll take him after the break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. And we've got our guest today, Joey Lucas. We also got Jamie from Kentucky on the line. I guess we'll go ahead and take his call at this time. You there, Jamie?
Yes, brother. I called y'all last week, and I was talking about the Sabbath and stuff. Well,
Right. I remember you now.
I got the actual quotes here. I got a page here. I'm going to read y'all some of these. It says the church...
Well,
okay.
Let me just say this, Jamie.
Okay.
First of all, this is off the topic of what we're talking about today.
But this is very crucial.
Well, to you it is, but I can tell you right now, you're wrong.
No, it's
you couldn't be more wrong. For those that don't know, Jamie here is sadly deluded by a monstrously evil cult called the Seventh-day Adventist Church, which teaches that those who keep Sunday have the mark of the beast. Well, I hate to tell you, Jamie, but that comes from a false prophet named Ellen White, which I'm going to actually talk about one of these days, because she has deceived a lot of people, and I'm going to prove that she's actually an occultist, devil-worshipping piece of inhuman trash, who lied about everything she said. She wrote scores of books, which it turns out she stole from other authors. Almost everything she ever penned came from other writers that she literally stole. She was a plagiarist.
May I say something?
Did you know that she wrote that
the Catholic
black people... Well, hold on, hold on.
Okay.
She said that black and white people should not marry, And she said that black people, now listen to me carefully, and I'll prove this later. I'll give you the sources. You can go look it up. She said that black people were the result of amalgamation between man and beast. Do you think a person like that is inspired of God? I would hope not.
Okay. Well, if that's the, okay.
But that's where you're getting your ideas from. That Sunday is the mark of the beast, Sunday keeping. That's where it comes
from.
Well,
no, the Baptist does it,
too. You trace it to its source. No, the Bible doesn't say that at all, Jamie.
I mean, no, the Baptist.
It comes from – in any case, you know what? Like I said, we're off the topic. I'll tell
you
what.
When
I do that show –
This is not liberty.
Hold on. Jamie. When I do that show, why don't you call in? I'll invite you to call in, and we can talk about it then. But that's way, way off the topic from today. Did you have any questions for our guest, Joey Lucas?
Was it about today?
I know. That's what I'm saying. You're calling in when I have a guest talking about his musical career, and you know, you're taking us off onto something entirely different, which I don't want to do right now.
Okay.
But you know, like I said, I'm going to do a show on this sometime. I welcome you to call in, and you can debate with me then. But in the meantime, though, seriously, Google Ellen White false prophet, or anybody else listening for that matter. Start doing some digging, and you look the resources up.
Okay,
don't say that.
I just want to make one thing before I leave.
Okay,
say
sure.
Say one thing. If it wasn't true, how come the Catholics admit it?
Oh, I'm not denying that there was a sabbatical change. I'm simply telling you that the claim that Sunday keeping is the mark of the beast is a complete scam. Ellen White made it up.
The whole world.
Okay, hey, listen, buddy, that's it. Okay, that's all the time I'm going to give to this for today, but thanks for the call. And like I said, when I do this topic, you're welcome to call back in, and we can take it up then. All right. At that, we'll let him go there. Joey, sorry about that.
Yes.
But I don't know if you're familiar with that subject at all, but...
I don't know. All I know is if the so-called prophet or Messiah, whoever returns, I don't think he's going to judge you on Sunday if you...
Oh, my goodness.
You know,
yeah,
you know, whatever, on Sunday. That's pretty...
You know where this arose out of, and after that I want to get off this subject, but in the middle of the 19th century, which is when that cult arose, along with several others, by the way, that was a big thing back then. It was a fad to claim you were a prophet. It was a great way to make a lot of money, and a lot of people fell for that kind of stuff back then. And so Ellen White was one, and out of her, you know, so-called writings, and they're not hers, they were stolen, but... Out of her writings came the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Then you have Mary Baker Eddy. Out of her came the you know, the Christian Scientists. You had Charles Russell. Out of him came the Jehovah's Witnesses. Then you had Joseph Smith, of course, the Mormons. That's another monstrously evil cult that I'll be exposing one of these days. It's actually a branch of Freemasonry, believe it or not. Anyway, and you know, a lot of people don't realize, a lot of Adventists don't realize that Ellen White knew Joseph Smith personally. They were friends. They grew up in the same town together. Well, they didn't grow up together. He was older than her, but I mean, she grew up, you know, knowing him. He was an influence on her. And the year he died, interestingly enough, is when she came out and said she was having visions. And her first vision is exactly the same first vision that Joseph Smith had. She copied it.
Interesting.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
And but anyway, so, you know, at that time, there was a lot of animosity between Christians who went to church on Sunday and then Christians who observed Saturday as the Sabbath, like the Seventh-day Adventists. But, you know, they like to think they cornered the market on this. But there's thousands of different churches that keep the Sabbath. And you know what? There's no longer animosity between Sunday and Saturday keepers. Very often they get together and have joint prayer meetings. So, I mean, you know, it's not like Sunday keepers hate Sabbath keepers and they want to kill them. That's what Adventists to this day are still teaching, because they refuse to let go of this idea that she came up with, which was popular then because there was this animosity. You know what I'm saying? So this guy Jamie calling in is still touting this same idea, which originated from her at that time. It's just not an issue anymore. It's a non-issue, and yet they're still teaching that, you know, and I just wanted to provide that so people know the background where this is coming from and what poor people like Jamie are still falling for. Anyway, enough on that. But, yeah, I am going to rip the lid off of her one of these days, because that woman is just unbelievable. You know, she claimed to have visions that she saw people on Saturn, beings on Saturn. She said they were of much more noble stature than those on Earth. In other words, they were much taller than Earth's inhabitants. She said she saw them walking about on the planet Saturn. Well, unfortunate for her, it's now a known fact that the planet Saturn doesn't have a solid surface. It's a giant ball of gas. And that's all she was, too, for that matter. So, you know, she didn't see inhabitants walking about on Saturn. What a crackpot. I pity the fools that fall for this garbage. I really do. Anyway, coming back to you, Joey, let's get back to our discussion here. So you got into music about a year before 9/11. And at that time, was your music politically motivated or?
I mean, it was conscious of what was going on. It wasn't watered down just talk about drugs, women, and money. It wasn't nothing like that. But yeah, I would say it was definitely in tune. It was in tune, you know, to the atmosphere that, you know, it was going on and is going on, you know, in this corrupt society that we're living in. You know what I mean? But 9/11 made me really get more into the books and really try to iron my message out and learn what I was about and try to do it through the music. Because ultimately, nowadays, you know, the youth, they're not reading books and, you know, they're listening to music. So I kind of wanted to go that direction. I always, you know, was a writer, but that's how I wanted to do it, because it really is the best way. I think that hip-hop is like, it's in a bad position right now, at least commercially speaking, when you turn on the radio and TV, but for the most part, in the street, it's the number one voice of the youth, because it's completely unrestricted. You know, down there it is, you know, not on TV. It's completely controlled at the top by people who don't even listen to rap anyway. But I think that it's just raw. It's raw. You can't, you know, whatever. You know what I'm trying to say. It's raw. It's uninhibited, uncompromising. Oh, it'll blow your brains apart.
You know, I have to admit, I'm not the, you know, a big rap fan myself, but when it comes to, you know, songs like yours and Immortal Technique, I got to cheer it on. You know, I listen to the words, and the content of it is really great, and it does reach young people, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, in a sense, you're doing the opposite.
Books.
What's that?
I said the youth, they're not reading books. They're listening to
right.
music. So,
right,
you know,
right.
and watching movies. So to say that...
Well,
you know,
what you guys
that,
what you're doing is...
It has a huge influence, you know.
Yeah,
so
you're accomplishing the very opposite of what some of these other so-called artists are doing, which fill the kids' minds with anger and hatred and violence. You know, you're counteracting it. They're getting the same kind of music that they love, but it's getting a good message into their head. So you're using the
right.
same
Something
technique
like,
to influence them.
What is he talking about? Because, you know, you hear it and you want to see hip-hop is really, like for me personally, it put me on the path to do knowledge, because my favorite rappers were always talking about stuff that I didn't understand, so I wanted to learn, you know what I mean? So it was that, more than school was, it was a tool for me to learn. So in a way, you see a lot of people out here, they're writing, they're you know, they're making music, they're not, you know, going around just shooting people, which, you know, that goes on. But it is really a savior, because you don't need a drum set and a guitar, and all you need is your voice and a mind. You can rap anywhere, you know what I mean? It helps you keep your head on. So I really believe that it's a godsend to actually be able to do that, you know what I mean? It's one thing that is positive, even though there is some negative aspects, but that's done intentionally, believe it. As far as commercialism and as far as who owns the current, you know, hip-hop right now, you know what I mean, like the dumbed-down stuff, it's just ridiculous. But at its core, it's a godsend.
Oh, yeah. In fact, just before the show, I was working on a future show I'm going to do on the power of music, you know, how it influences people. And it can be a very positive power or a very negative one. Unfortunately, most of the stuff out there available to young people is negative. It's leading them in the wrong direction. You know, it's deceiving them. It's getting them, again, to be, you know, violent, taking out their frustrations on society, on innocent people. And it's really sad. You know, if you could harness that energy in a positive way, in a peaceful way, and get them to affect real change, they could be a potent force. Of course, the government knows that. And
yeah, well, look at the Beatles, right? Look at the Beatles. You know, look at people like Jim Morrison, people who had a message, Jimi Hendrix, you know, those guys... Pink Floyd, I mean, even today this stuff is like, I mean, it really, you listen to it, it's more prevalent today. But the government knows. They know that Bob Marley, look at Bob Marley, you know what I mean? You could say that some people think he died of cancer. I believe that he was taken out, like Peter Tosh was taken out. But, you know, that's speculative. But, the government knows. The government knows that people do listen to the music, and if it does have a message and it starts getting popular, they're going to have to shut it down. But let them try. I love it. Let them try. Because it's going to come out anyway.
Oh, well, they're trying. They're certainly trying to do that on the Internet. I'm sure you heard of this H.R. 1955, S.B. 1959. Oh, as a matter of fact, since I brought that up, I forgot. I wanted to open the show with this. This is the new Thought Crimes Bill disclaimer. I forgot to read this at the opening of the show. I think I'm going to read this from now on, at least periodically anyway. Even though all of the information shared on this show is fully documented with the most authoritative and irrefutable sources, none of it is true. So, stop being so paranoid and trust your government, which obviously loves you. This show is intended strictly for entertainment purposes. So, keep your tasers and semi-automatics in their holsters, Homeland Security. You have no need to be afraid of our words. There we go. That's the official Truth Hurts disclaimer. There we go.
Wow.
What a bunch. Can you believe this?
I'm
serious. I'm going to recite that every so often. So, you know, if the Gestapo ever comes to my door, I'll just say, hey.
Yeah, I was just thinking Nazis. That's exactly what I was thinking. Definitely. Just like the FCC, Michael Powell, I believe, heads it up. I mean, they shouldn't even exist. Talk about... anti-constitution. The FCC shouldn't even be on the face of the map. But we're dealing with Nazis here, so that's what we get. That's what we get.
Yeah. I tell you, man.
And I hope somebody calls up and tries to say that they're not Nazis, because I want to take them, you know, down a walk through memory lane, because I don't just say that for effect. It's the truth. It really is the truth. That's what we're dealing with.
Yeah. And, you know, people have been saying for decades, oh, that's never going to happen here. They would never do that here. Well, they can't say that anymore. So how can they say you're paranoid when you talk about government abuse of power, when you can show them, look, they get this law right now. It already got passed through the House with a whopping majority, 404 to 6. 404 to 6 approved of this.
Wow.
These guys are unbelievable. I mean, what more proof do you need that we... Oh, it's scary stuff. It really is.
It's scary.
And, you know, this bill, have you looked at it in any detail, Joey? It's frightening.
No, this is the first I've heard of it, actually. You just put me onto it. Thank you.
It actually states that, while we have been primarily concerned with fighting terrorism overseas, we recognize that the threat of terrorism does exist here domestically. And so, it goes on to propose that... there are sources on the Internet that are self-professed authorities on political issues, and, they're spreading anti-government propaganda, which is a ripe breeding ground for terrorism.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure it is.
I think it's my affinity for
like
eating falafel.
Like George Bush said, it's not just a war abroad, it's a war at home, too. You know what I mean?
Man, oh, man. Joey, I hope you do not eat falafel wraps. You could put yourself in grave danger, especially if it is imported from Iran. Oh, knock it off, man. So do you have a lot of other... you're obviously not a one-man band, right, laying tracks over each other, playing each instrument, or do you have a...
No. Oh, we're poor here. We don't have all that stuff. Basically, what I had sent you, most of that stuff is off of old records, or just old archive songs that I just, sung or rapped over. It's not they're actual from the 70s and 60s. Those are songs, you know what I mean, that I just, went over. I tried to use songs that were full instrumental songs, so it was a little different than just the boom, click, boom, 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 you know what I mean, just the regular beat that you might hear.
Are you using computer software, or...?
Oh, yeah, computer software, definitely. Adobe Edition.
Oh, okay.
All I got is the computer, the mic, a mixer, and that's pretty much it. You know what I mean? I learned from my man, Mr. Pace, who is right now doing groundbreaking stuff. I would suggest anyone go into MySpace and just type in P-A-Y-Z-E, Pace, and check some of his stuff out. That's like one of my man right there. That's my man right there. So check that out too if you like this kind of music stuff. Political stuff.
Yeah, that's what I would need is somebody that can sit down and actually show me. Once somebody shows me something, I'm fine with it. But
right.
I just hate sitting down with an instruction book. I actually had a software program, 4-track program. I downloaded it and I messed with it for a while and I got so frustrated I just gave up.
Once you really get into it, if you take a couple of months to really learn it,
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
What you can do with
but
it. It's amazing.
I just didn't have the time to mess with it and try to figure it out. It was too, to me, it was just too complicated. And I figured a few things out, but not enough to really do anything good with it. But, you know, years ago, I had one of the manual ones, you know, the laptop four-track recorders.
Right.
And I had a Vestifier and then a Fostex. Those were nice. And it's pretty self-explanatory. You know, you mess with it a few minutes and you can pretty much figure it out. And I did some pretty good stuff, I have to say, years ago. I used to do some real funky recordings. I'd go down and record the brook running, you know, in back of my house, and then come back and lay tracks over it, nice mellow acoustics. Or I'd record the frogs and the crickets at a pond down the street and come back and lay tracks over that, just eerie sounding. It was kind of cool. And I wanted to revive that, start it up again, you know, with the computer software. But I just, like I said, I couldn't figure it out. Okay, guys, another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We got musician Joey Lucas on as a guest. And I'm trying to figure out if Carrie's yanking my chain back in the office. She's telling me that that Jamie is back on the line. let's see. He wants me to... Oh, I guess he is on the line. He wants me to apologize. I'll tell you what. I'll apologize by saying I'm sorry that you called back. How's that? Jamie, I'm not even going to take your call, okay? This, you know, in fact, if you're going to continue to do this, I'm going to tell them just to never take your call. I invited you to call back when I talk about that subject. I'm not going to talk about it again until then. So get over it. I don't owe you an apology. I wasn't attacking you. I was attacking the false prophet that has you deceived. And if you want to think I was attacking you, well, you're welcome to do that, but I wasn't. Okay, with that said and done, let's move on to bigger and better things. Man, some people, I tell you, you just can't... Joey, you see what organized religion can do to people?
Yes.
Or government lies, for that matter. Any lies. You know, it's the same kind of mentality, isn't it? People who blindly follow religion, blindly follow the government, they're so entirely incapable of thinking for themselves that when you expose the lies that are holding them, under their power, under their spell...
And then
they get offended personally, like you're attacking them, when all you're trying to do is set them free from their bondage, you know?
Right. You try to give them some historical facts or just try to, enlighten them. And I forget who made the point, but it goes along the lines of, if you come into the room at nighttime and a person's sleeping and you try to shine light on them, they put the hand in front of their face and they get mad because they don't want to see any light. And that's pretty much true. It's not about, trying to say that your religion's wrong or anything, but there's certain things that you should know. Anybody should know about religion. And, some people take it to the heart. They really, and they feel really deeply about it. You can't shine no light on them.
Yeah. It's very frustrating. And I've seen this over and over and over again. And again, it doesn't matter if it's religion or if it's politics. It's the same thing. That blind mentality, they get mad. They play the same tactics, the same games. They won't actually address the issues that you're raising. They'll dot around it and simply attack you personally because they know down inside they can't defend. They won't acknowledge that, but they know they can't defend their position or refute yours. What's that?
It's the George Bush technique. They avoid the question and just attack your person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's mindlessness.
It is.
I'll never figure it out. Yeah, it really is. Oh, boy, oh, boy. But anyway, I'm sorry. I'm not being rude to him personally. I'm not attacking him. It's just, this is just common sense. You don't call in a show and change the whole topic to something that has nothing to do with what you're talking about or what your guest is talking about and hijack the show. I mean, come on. That's rude. I maybe I should tell him and he needs to apologize to me for hijacking my show and taking us off on another tangent. I mean, what does that have to do with the price of eggs in East Jamaica on a mid-Sunday afternoon in July? It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Knock it off. Okay, guys, we got another break coming here. Stick with us. We'll be right back with our guest, talking more about his career and the wonderful George Orwellian world of politics that we're now living in. Joey Lucas, stick with us. We'll be right back.
With recent internet